بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب فضل الصف الأول والأمر بإتمام الصفوف الأول وتسويتها والتراص فيها عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنهما قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ألا تصفون كما تصف الملائكة عند ربها فقلنا يا رسول الله وكيف تصف الملائكة عند ربها قال يتمون الصفوف الأول ويتراصون في الصف رواه مسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran does not just command us with performing salah but Many places in the Quran, the hukam or the command of Allah Ta'ala is iqamatus salah, aqimus salah, yuqimuna salah. In other words, with the various sunan, mustahabbat, adab, etiquette, salah has to be perfected, established and completed. Ulama-i-kiram mentioned that amongst the most stressed and fundamental aspect of the completion and perfection of salah is the straightening of the sufuf, how we stand in saf in salah. So under that, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, quite a lengthy chapter compared to the other chapter, because other chapters pertaining to the aspects of salah, because of the number of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized over and over again the importance of the straightening of the safs in salah. MashaAllah, in our ijtimaas we notice whoever is zimmedar of the mimbar, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes some targhib is given about this. Unfortunately, to a very large extent, outside the Arab countries, in the non-Arabic speaking countries, that level of emphasis which was placed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the repeated announcement, encouragement, reminders, this to a large extent has come out of the ummah. We notice, like I said, alhamdulillah, in our ijtimaas, lot of mention is made of this. But you'll see from the number of ahadith regarding this that generally there is the level to which we should be emphasizing this. Many of our imma also are to some extent a little negligent in this regard. And particularly the musallis. Great emphasis has been placed on two aspects. One is making salah in the first saf as far as possible, as close as possible to the imam, and secondly the manner in which we stand in saf in salah. So coming back, the heading, the chapter which deals with the virtue of the first saf and the injunction with regards to the completing of the sufuf, first the first saf and thereafter those closest to it, straightening of the safs. And one interesting word Imam Nawawi rahimahullah uses, what taras. Taras means to stand close together, stand as close as possible. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhuma narrates, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to us. Now, this expression which we find very commonly, kharaja alayna, he came out to us. We have to understand it in the context of Masjid al-Nabawi and the location of the hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly the hujra of Aisha radiallahu anha. That sahaba, in anticipation of the arrival of the imam, or in anticipation of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would already form the safs. They would be waiting in the masjid for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would come out from the side, from the hujra of Aisha, and enter directly into the masjid. So kharaja alayna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon us. And he said to us, will you people, or I encourage you to form your sufuf as the malaika gather in safs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one very important lesson we learned, that in standing in saf in salah, this is an attempt by insan to imitate the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in imitating the angels, there is this hope that we will be blessed with angelic qualities. What is the fundamental quality of the angels that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran? La ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aloon ma yu'marun. The angels, Allah mentions about them, the malaika, la ya'asoon Allah, they never disobey Allah. Ma amarahum, whatever Allah has commanded them, wa yaf'aloon ma yu'marun, and they carry out whatever Allah has commanded them with. So this is the greatest quality of the angels that is mentioned in the Quran. And by imitating the malaika, we should have this hope in our hearts that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the qualities of the angels, and particularly this quality. Second benefit, when you stand in the first saf, automatically you are close as possible to the imam. And this carries its own benefits. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the du'as of the angels, etc. So all this comes together when we will make salah in the first saf, make salah as close as possible to the imam. We find these two things mentioned in many ahadith. Salah in the first saf, salah as close as possible to the imam, particularly on the day of Jumu'ah. All this, what does it require? It means don't come last minute, come early. Come early to the masjid. If a person is punctual with his salah, he'll be punctual with everything else in his life. Salah is like a training for us in everyone, in every aspect of our life. So coming back to the hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came upon us and he exhorted us that, oh my sahaba, will you not gather in saf as the malaika gather in saf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ. Allah says, you will see my angels. They are around. They have gathered around the arsh of Allah. They are walking around the arsh of Allah. And in this case, standing in sufuf. Find in other ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَ سُجُودٌ لَا يَرْفَعُ رؤوسهم ولا يرفعونها إلى يوم القيامة وصفوف لا ينصرفون عن مصافها ولا ينصرفون إلى يوم القيامة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there are some angels in sajda in front of Allah. They will not raise their heads right up till Qiyamah. Some are in saf in salah. These are the ones that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is referring to. And the quality that's mentioned in that hadith, how long is that saf in front of Allah Ta'ala? Not like our salah, 5, 7, 8 minutes. That saf, la yansarifuna an masafihim. That saf in front of Allah Ta'ala, of the angels, where they have gathered, like our safs in salah, they have gathered in front of Allah, the grandeur, the majesty, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not 5, 7, 10 minutes, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from the time that angel was created, till Qiyamah, the angel will not move out of that saf. La yansarifuna an masafihim. Engage, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, in the tasbih and the tahmid and the glorification and the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do the angels gather in saf? What is the description of the quality of the manner in which the angels gather in safs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. First, يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفَ الْأُوَلْ. They first fill the first saf. First fill the first saf, then the second saf, then the third saf. So in other words, one of the etiquettes as far as possible, don't start a new saf in salah until the saf in front of you is completed. Complete إِتْمَامُ الصُّفُوفِ. يُتِمُّونَ الصُّفُوفِ. In other words, complete your sufuf. First one sub, then the next sub, then the next sub. It shouldn't be one is three quarter, the next one is half, the next one is one third. No. This adds to the beauty of the Jamaat also, if the sufuf are complete. So yutimmuna sufuf al-uwal. Uwal means front, then the next one, then the next one. Second, وَيَتَرَاسُونَ فِي الصَّفْ. And they stand close. This word taras in Arabic is literally the word that is used to mention how when you put up, when you are building, how one brick is joined to the next brick. Those that are familiar with construction, when you put up a building, what do? You place one brick, cement, next brick, and you push them together. This act of, particularly in building, the word in Arabic for it is taras. So the same word Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses in the manner of how you must stand. Stand next to other like one brick connected to the next brick. In other words, the safuf should not be sparse and set aside. Malaika stand in front of Allah. One, each saf is complete. Second, yatarasuna fi safuf. They stand as close as possible. Now, one caveat that we should bear in mind. In achieving that, sometimes people are overzealous. How overzealous? I want to make my salah in the first saf. Safs are already gathering, he comes late. So what does he do? Starts climbing over people. Starts causing difficulty, pushing people aside. This is not the mizaj and the temperament of Shariat. We find that the riwayat of Tabrani in Awsat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mafhum of the hadith, that one who avoids the first row, fearing that he will cause difficulty to others, Allah will grant him double the reward of the first row. In other words, don't, in trying, in being zealous, in trying to make salah in the front saf, don't be a source of takleef. It's mentioned one riwayat, قَدْ رَأَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلًا يَتَخَطَّ الرِّقَابِ. This is the Arabic expression for when you start pushing yourself front. Sometimes in a bayan also, somebody walks over the next person. He's pushing people aside. This is تَخَطِّ بَيْنَ رِقَابِ النَّاسِ. He's pushing yourself between the riqab in Arabic means the neck, between the necks of people, causing takleef. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw one person doing this, pushing himself through. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ijlis faqad adaita." Sit where you are. Sit where you are because you are causing taklif and difficulty to others. So, in the zeal to make salah in the first saf or to come to the front, because this is what we are encouraged in these ahadith, don't be a source of taklif to others. Also, don't be such that, okay, I don't want to cause taklif, so I'll just sit in the back. No. The desire should be there, the shauk should be there, but we should be cognizant of the rights of others in fulfilling this injunction of Shariat. Allah give us tawfiq.